A very vibrant dance there by Johannes Brahms, the Hungarian dance number one. And that's some of the music you may hear very soon in Oakville with the Oakville Symphony. A feast of exuberant energy. The title of the concert is Vitality, coming up February 10th and 11th with the Oakville Symphony. And I'm very excited to welcome Mr. Guggenheim Maestro. Welcome to our jukebox today. You're the music director and conductor. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me here. It's great to talk with you today, Daniel.
Absolutely. Great to have you. Lorenzo, welcome to the show, and so excited about this upcoming concert. I heard Jonathan Crowe live recently performing the Bartok Violin Concerto No. 2, and I know your audience is in for a delightful performance. Tell us a little bit about the upcoming program and the energy ahead.
Yeah, so it's I had a chance as well to watch that same performance and see you there as well.
Oh, yeah, with the Kindred Spirits in Markham. Was that the one?
Correct. We know what to expect from Jonathan.
Yeah.
He's just one of the most amazing artists that this country has, right? And playing that concerto that doesn't come that often.
Right. Very intricate. It almost seems like the Bartok Violin Concerto just reinvents itself. There are no patterns one can rely on. It's always pushing that boundary forward with some vibrant. What a finale there!
Yeah, Bartok was really trying to push himself and trying to assimilate all the inspiration he had from folk music.
At the same
time, trying to pull the hair of academics on a 12-tone series and still finding music that's his own. But I think that the most impressive thing is that this concerto just comes so naturally. You listen to it and it feels like everything fits there perfectly, but it just exudes its energy. Vitality, that's why we called it Vitality, right?
Right. Well, speaking of vitality, there's more on that program. The Brahms, we just heard, world premiere of a local composer. Tell us about that. Imagination is the name.
We're really excited about Imagination. So Nadia Poklad, she relocated to Canada just 2 years ago. So she wrote this piece in dedication to her native Ukraine.
Oh,
so just by the title Imagination, one can imagine different things, right? And see what one can imagine. I think, we're all imagining hope and peace. And this piece, this work brings that. She's using folk elements. And she's using rhythmic elements from her native Ukraine. And it's just a wonderful short piece that at least lets us present some of the wonderful talent that we have here in Oakville.
Terrific. That sounds very exciting. And you're ending on a note of triumph with Beethoven's Immortal Fifth.
Yeah. So when putting together this program, it was really trying to find a good thread. We do that in every concert that we have this coming season. And finding this thread of perhaps from despair, but ending with joy, and finding a vital force and the energy that we find and we have to find every day. So Beethoven's message is, of course, as we all music lovers know, it's as current now as it was 200 years ago. So it's really, really a fascinating piece of music that will fit and put an end to the program.
Wonderful programming. And of course, at the concert we both attended with Jonathan Crowe, I was also amazed that after the Béla Bartók Violin Concerto No. 2, which is a pretty big concerto, I mean, well over half an hour of music, Jonathan Crowe then stepped back into the orchestra, just dove in to perform Bruckner's Third Symphony.
Yeah.
Another hour of music right there. Speaking of vitality, wow.
Yeah, well, I can't promise anything, but if you're in for our next two shows, you might witness some of that too. He's such a generous person and such a generous artist. We had our first rehearsal with him this past Monday, and the whole orchestra was just in awe, right? So being able to be with this caliber of musicians, to treat not only to the audiences, but also to ourselves as musicians.
Excellent. Now tell us a little bit about the upcoming season. Back in April, you have Heaven, followed by Embrace in May, a mix of cultures before your eyes.
Yeah, so we're very excited because the main piece in Heaven is a piece by Leocadia Kashpirova. So most people haven't heard that name, but if you dug enough on music history books, you might have learned that she was Stravinsky's piano teacher.
Hmm.
So she was actually a fabulous composer, and she wrote a symphony in 1904, but it hasn't been premiered in Canada yet. So 120 years later, we're giving the Canadian premiere of that wonderful piece.
What a discovery. I imagine being the teacher of Stravinsky, she must have a very strong romantic element, most likely born late 19th century. What's the music like?
You're right there. So it's very romantic, a wonderful orchestration, great colors. So coming from a Russian tradition of orchestration, but slightly lighter and brighter and
okay,
somewhat inventive as well. And she plays with tempi and having very fast sections that come after some slower ones, and a very wonderful breath of music. It's just a fascinating piece, and I'm glad to be able to bring it to the audiences as well. I hope at least that it will start making rounds, yeah, at least in Canada.
Well, terrific pairing of works that we're familiar with and works that we will discover, a feast for music lovers out there. Check it out at oakvillesymphony.com. See their vibrant, heavenly, and very engaging 2024 now season.
Yeah.
And it's all up on there. Very exciting, Bliss. And then finally, end of the year, you have a family holiday concert featuring the Oakville Symphony Youth Orchestra and Choir for Children and Youth.
Yeah, so we every year over the holidays, it's one of course, our more popular programs, and we really have a wonderful time on stage when we have the Oakville Symphony Youth Orchestra and the Oakville Choir for Children and Youth, and it's an event that just brings the joy in everyone that comes, and luckily we are able to host that annually in December.
Lorenzo, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. I just want to touch a little bit about your background and how your unique background is also adding to the unique programming at Oakville Symphony. It's your second season now. Tell us a little bit about your upbringing. I know you had a very high moment at the age of 23 when you were chosen to conduct at the world-renowned Teatro Colón in Buenos Aires.
Yeah, so in my native Argentina, I grew up there. I studied conducting there. I actually studied conducting when I was 18, finished high school, and we're lucky to have actually conducting programs, undergrad conducting programs. So I did all of that there. And when I was finishing, there was this sort of competition and class, and I was able to be selected with wonderful colleagues to conduct there at that amazing theater. It's just, what started my career as a conductor. You know, those moments where you realize that you're in the right place and this is what you want to do and you're sure, right? So that's where it all settled for me. And
yeah, it's taken you all around the world, including orchestras as far away as Jerusalem Symphony Orchestra. And of course, we're very fortunate to have you right here in our very own backyard, bringing these diverse musical influences in your journey from Debussy to Pink Floyd, all the way through Thelonious Monk and some traditional Argentine music. And obviously, it's coming through with your incredible programming. All the best, Lorenzo. Good luck with the upcoming performance here, February 10th and 11th, featuring Jonathan Crow on the violin. It's called Vitality Brahms, and a world premiere of a work by an Oakville resident now who hails from Ukraine, Nadia Poklat. And that's followed by the Bartok Violin Concerto No. 2 and finally Ludwig van Beethoven's Symphony No. 5, all under the wonderful direction of Lorenzo Guggenheim. Check it out at oakvillesymphony.com. Get your tickets now. Thank you, Lorenzo. Good luck with your rehearsals. I'm sure we'll be chatting again soon.
Thank you, Daniel. It's been a pleasure to talk with you today.
Likewise. Take care. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.